living well. Forward Motion. Robotic arm gives stroke survivor his life back. By Beth W. Orenstein. As many as 9 in 10 stroke survivors suffer some degree of paralysis immediately after their strokes. Army National Guard veteran David Weary of Maryland is one of them. He lost all movement on his right side after he suffered a stroke in 2011 when he was 61. Weary, who at the time owned an HVAC business, had come home for lunch. His wife looked at him and knew something was wrong. "I told her, 'I don't feel right, but nothing hurts,'" he recalls. At her insistence, they went to the hospital where doctors performed a few tests and Weary was kept overnight. "When I woke up the next morning, I couldn't move my right side," he says. "I'd had a stroke overnight in the hospital." Weary has diabetes and high blood pressure, which are risk factors for stroke. "Although he's on medication to control these conditions, he didn't listen to his body," he admits. "I have only one person to blame, and that's me." After a week in the hospital, Weary was transferred to a rehabilitation center in Wilmington, Delaware. With limited movement on his right side, Weary had to give up his business and let the woodworking tools he loved gather dust in his basement. Playing with his 7 grandchildren was out, too. Depressed but determined to improve, Weary sought help from VA. At one of his rehab sessions, a physical therapist said he would be a good candidate for a MyoPro robotic arm, which is designed to restore function to weakened or paralyzed arms of patients suffering from stroke and other diseases and injuries. Through non-invasive sensors on the arm, the device recognizes the electric signals the patient's muscles send and helps restore them. "It gets your muscles and your brain working together," Weary says. Restored function. Weary was eligible for the MyoPro through VA. The challenge was finding the right people there and at the University of Maryland, where he was being treated, to authorize it. His persistence paid off. He has had the MyoPro arm for about 18 months and says it's made a huge difference for him, physically and emotionally. "Since I got MyoPro, my life has really gained some more direction," he says. Weary is able to help around the house, loading and unloading the dishwasher and doing laundry, and play with his grandchildren again. He's even been able to return to work, riding along with other HVAC technicians for a friend's business and offering them advice and instruction at their job sites. Weary hopes the MyoPro will restore even more arm function over time, allowing him to do even more. He uses the robotic arm a couple hours a day, 3 to 4 times a week. "I was told the object of the arm is to get rid of it," Weary says. "It is supposed to help you along and make your natural movement and action better, and for me, it has, and it does. I'm not to the point yet where I can make use of it less, but I can see that day coming." Before he started using the arm, Weary couldn't make a fist, he says. "Now I can not only make a fist, but I can open it most of the way." He's also able to practice woodworking again. His latest project is making walking canes for people like him, who, due to a stroke or other condition, have limited use of a limb. In the first 4 months with his MyoPro, Weary was able to make 20 canes. Weary wants to get a robotic device for his ankle and is enrolled in another program that may make it possible someday. His goal is a full recovery, and he is optimistic. "You've got to make up your mind and do what you can to better yourself," he says. Stroke signs. Someone in the United States suffers a stroke every 4 minutes, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Every minute a stroke goes untreated and blood flow to the brain is blocked, a person loses 1.9 million neurons. As a result, he or she can lose speech, movement, memory, and other functions. Know the signs of a stroke and seek immediate medical attention if you suspect you or someone else is experiencing one. According to the National Stroke Association, symptoms of a stroke include, but are not limited to, sudden weakness or numbness in your face, arm, or leg, especially on one side of your body, confusion or trouble speaking or understanding what others are saying, trouble seeing in one or both of your eyes, trouble walking, dizziness, or loss of balance and coordination, severe headache with no obvious cause. Note the time so you can tell a doctor when the first symptoms occurred. Timing is critical when treating a stroke. The sooner you receive treatment, the greater your chances for a full recovery. Beth W. Orenstein of Northampton, Pennsylvania, is a freelance medical writer and regular contributor to Living Well. A friend in need. Pet owners facing high vet bills have options. Stephanie Bouchard. When your pet gets sick or falls victim to an accident, it's scary. Scary because you're worried for your pet, and because you're not sure how you're going to afford the veterinary bills. Veterinary medical care, like human health care, can get expensive quickly, even if you have pet insurance. If you're faced with an unexpected veterinary bill that you can't afford, financial aid options are available, says Nicole Forsyth, president and CEO of Red Rover, a California-based nonprofit that aids animals in distress. Fundraising. Traditional ideas include bake sales, garage sales, posting flyers or collection jars at your veterinarian's office or local shelter, with their permission, and taking out an ad in local newspapers. More people are raising money online, too, using tools like Facebook or GoFundMe. Grants. These are usually awarded based on medical urgency, financial need, available funding, and eligibility. Many grants are for small amounts. Red Rover's relief grants average $200, so you will likely have to apply for more than one. Financial assistance. Several organizations offer financial aids for veterinary care. One that works specifically with veterans is Dogs on Deployment, a California-based nonprofit that places pets of deployed service members with foster families for temporary care. It also offers limited financial assistance, but be aware that it can take months for applications to be processed. Arrangements with your veterinary office. Some may be able to arrange a payment plan for you, or may be willing to barter. Comparison shop. Veterinary care costs vary widely, so it might be worth shopping around, Forsyth says. Low-cost veterinary clinics. These may be run by local nonprofits or veterinary schools. Ask your veterinarian or local shelter workers if they know of low-cost clinics nearby. Stephanie Bouchard is a Maine-based freelance writer. StephanieBouchard.net. Learn more about managing veterinary care costs. RedRover.org. HumaneSociety.org. ASPCA.org. PAWS.org. Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems. Caption: Maryland Army National Guard veteran David Weary suffered a stroke in 2011 that left him paralyzed on the right side of his body. A myoelectrical arm brace has restored enough arm function for him to return to work and enjoy hobbies again. End of caption.